Okay, good evening, everyone. At this time, I will call the regular council meeting for Coburn Town Council for Monday, July the 10th, 2023 at 6:30 p.m. to order. Kathy, if you'll do a roll call vote, please.
Charles Holland.
Here.
Jeff Kaiser.
Here.
Devin Tamone.
Here.
Joe Steele. Sharon Steele.
Okay, we do have 3 of 5 members present, which constitutes a quorum, so we can proceed with the meeting. The next item is an invocation. I see Reverend Marty Puckett here from Mary Chapel. I want to ask that you lead us in an invocation, and everyone please remain standing for the pledge.
Father in heaven, Lord, we do thank you, God, for another beautiful day of life that you've blessed us with. God, we thank you for our town. We thank you, Lord, that we've just been able to celebrate our independence, Lord, here in this wonderful nation, God, that you allowed us to live in. God, we just pray your blessings upon it. We thank you for our town council members, Lord. We just pray you give them wisdom, God, as they conduct this business. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. The next item is public expression. Any citizen, taxpayer, or interested persons are welcome to come forth and state his or her views concerning the town. Please state your name and physical address and limit your comments and or questions to 5 minutes. A reply to your comments and or questions will be discussed at the following council meeting. Is there anyone for public expression? Okay, seeing no one come forth, I will close public expression. The next item is the response to public expression from June the 26th, 2023. Do we have a response to anything?
I do not.
Okay, hearing none, we will move on to the approval of the agenda, which can be amended by majority vote. Are there any additions or deletions to the agenda? I would like to add under old business A, the back to school block party, which we discussed at our previous meeting. That's in form of a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to add back to school block party to the agenda. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, do we have any other additions to the agenda? Hearing none, I move that we approve the agenda as amended. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, motion and a second to approve the agenda as amended. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we have an agenda, and the first item on the agenda is reports A, Fire Department, Chief Hawkins.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Last month, we ran 45 total reportable calls, 4 being smoke reports, 3 vehicle fires, 5 motor vehicle accidents, 1 motor vehicle accident with electrification, 1 search and rescue, 17 assist EMS, and 14 others with anything from a tree to power line down. We had several power lines down in some of these storms we've had over the past month or so. I had 204.5 total man hours for calls, 215 personnel responding, 410 training hours, total assist calls 17. June 29th, Midway Church Bible School, we were there from about 5 to 8. And on June the 30th, we washed Front Street, Rally Shack area, and over in here to clean it up for the 4th of July. And everything. Anybody got any questions for me?
Did you get your truck ordered?
Yes, it is. It's ordered. And I did ask Tampa County, but I ain't got any.
Okay. Do you have any questions for Chief Hawkins? Don't have any questions, but I was out of town during the 4th of July celebration, but I saw lots of positive comments on social media, so be sure to thank your guys and the crew that set off our fireworks, and we do appreciate that.
All right, you're very welcome.
Just a quick question.
Yes.
For that truck, are you guys finished with it? The one you were trading in? Give it back to the town?
Oh, yeah, pretty well. I think I need to take a speaker off of it. A loud speaker, half a money bottle, siren speaker. I'm figuring it needs a siren speaker.
No,
yeah, it'll be ready there in the next short few days. Okay. Just so that I can get that off of it. And I think that's about all it is.
I'd like to convert, take that the box off the back and convert it to a landscaping vehicle for public works.
Yeah, it'd make a good, and probably make a good one too. It's got a winch and stuff on the front of it too, so you can tug and pull with it pretty good too. It's like a 9,000 pound winch, so if you want them straps like you grub with, it grubs stuff good. Which we've used over there a few times to grub with, pull out on wreck and stuff. Fairly new winch too, so it ought to work good. Okay. Anything else?
Anything else? Okay.
Let's go show you some.
All right.
Work.
Thank you. All right, the next item is B, Police Department. Captain Gardner, are you taking care of that report tonight?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. For the month of June, had 938 total events, 135 business checks, 333 foot patrols, 24 Bondtown Park, 38 Ringley, 44 Kilgore, 69 extra patrols or vacation requests, 5 commercial alarms, 23 assisting other agencies, 5 KIVs, 7 citations were issued, 26 vehicle stops, 2 public intoxications, 1 revoked suspended OL, and 1 speeding violation. Total offenses were 20, incidents 16, 12 total arrests, 15 total charges were taken, 18 criminal papers were served, and 1 protective order was served.
Okay. Questions for the police department?
No questions, just a comment. Thank you for your all's assistance with my wife on July 4th. I know that one of the officers here was very instrumental in that, as well as a couple of other ones. You guys did an above and beyond in securing her phone back. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Supposed to start on the vehicles this week. They're supposed to start coming pick them up to upfit them. The equipment for the 3 that the town bought is still coming in, but they do have the equipment for the 2 expeditions and 1 of the interceptors. Also, having them tented this week, they're going to start with the window tent on Friday. He's supposed to knock it out on the same day, that's what he said. I got it done local. And it's saved a ton of money because the quote I got from Wise Glass was near $3,000 for all 6 vehicles, and this gentleman's only charging $750 to do them all, and he does good work. So as far as the striping too, we're in the works with Jerry's over in Abingdon to get them done too, striping on the 3 interceptors. Besides that, I'm just waiting on them to come pick them up.
Okay, I have a question about the note at the bottom. So we have 2 police vehicles currently, 601 and the investigations vehicle. Is that correct?
We got 602 back today. 603 is still being worked on, and 600, I believe the rack and pinion went out, and 600, it has to be replaced.
What's wrong with 603?
can't remember what all.
It's the water pump. They have to replace the water pump, the timing belt, the timing tensioners and things, and they're just waiting on parts again.
Where's that vehicle at?
Freedom Ford. Or maybe Morgan Ford.
It's Morgan Ford.
Morgan Ford, okay. What vehicles were supposed to be going to Public Works? What number?
600 and 601. And then the whatever you wanted to do with the Suburban.
So 600, which is in the shop right now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, any questions?
A quick question. Sure. You have the keys down there for the speed thing that's on the back to the outside doors.
To the what, man?
Maybe that speed box that's on the back for 10, 12
years. I didn't look in that box. I'm not sure.
See if you have. If not, then it's no big deal.
There's a whole bunch of keys in there. I don't know. I'll bring them down there and you can try them out.
Get ready to put that out on the auction too. So.
Okay.
Is that all? Okay, any other questions? Thank you, sir.
I'm glad to see you brought back up.
All kinds of it tonight.
Who's that guy?
All right, next item is C, water plant. I do not see Mr. Markham, but I did notice that you gave us our monthly report for June. Is that all we have from him?
That's all I have. They are actively doing a survey for the health department. I'm not sure what the progress is, but we've got plenty of time for them to finish it.
Okay. Any questions for the water plant? All right, next is town manager report, Mr. Williams.
I've been actively trying to locate a boom lift. I've got four people that's going to be calling me back in the next couple of days with quotes. From what I've seen, just going through some of the other sites, we're looking at close to $50,000 or $60,000 for one. And that's some of the auction sites too, about within that same time frame, unless you get an older model.
Okay. Have we scheduled CPR and ADE training yet?
Have not. That was on my plan when I got back on vacation.
Okay. I would like for that to be completed before August's regular meeting when we return, at all possible. Did you still have that contact that I sent you for the training? Okay. That would be great. Any other questions for Mr. Williams?
When you say boom lift, are you talking about a lift bucket or what? What are you talking
about? It's got a bucket on the front, and then the boom extends out. I think it's 30 feet, and I'm looking at between 30 and 40 or 45 feet boom right now.
Okay.
And I assume this is like, for example, we can't change the lights out at
the track lights or the flags, because right now what they do, they use the forklift with the bucket on it.
It's not safe.
It's not safe. You got half of it sticking out the road, and we're trying to fix it. But
okay. All right. Any other questions for Mr. Williams? All right. Next up is Public Works, Mr. Livingston.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I got for tonight is that we cleaned out the complex building. We pried a water leak on Peach Street and replaced the meter on Saturday. Went on Valley View and cleaned up and cut trees around the curb and put the curb where they can see. Mm-hmm. And cleaned the ditch line out. We did 150 work orders. That's all I got for tonight.
Okay, I guess this is maybe a question for both of you. Earlier you mentioned something about the auction. Are we gathering items for that?
We have several items. I don't remember the actual total once he finished it. But we've got almost all the tools out the back at the bottom of B building, which there's a whole lot of room down there. The cars and the truck, or the two trucks that used to be at the PD, that's on there. The third trash truck, the old one. The forklift. The old GMC, is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Truck. And then I've got the computers that we replaced earlier in the year. Got those on there. Probably leaving something off.
When is this scheduled for?
I submitted some more paperwork that he asked, some information on the vehicles to submit that before I came over here. So we're looking at hopefully next week.
Okay. And this is, you said the guy... Yeah. Does everything, posts everything. Pictures or whatever. Okay.
He came in, we met last Thursday or Tuesday.
Yeah.
And he took all the photos, we had everything out waiting for him. And he took all the photos, wrote what information that we could get to at the time. And then I believe Dave was on vacation, so once he came back, we got the information on vehicles. And that's what I forwarded to him today.
Okay. All right. Do we have any questions for Mr. Livingston? Do you have any questions or need anything from us?
No, sir.
All right, thank you.
Going back real quick, back to town manager.
Okay.
Probably you're not involved in this, Jeff, sorry. we've got a problem that we've discussed before with garbage.
Yes.
And one of the buildings. Has that been taken care of and addressed?
The only ordinance that I've come across is Wise County's ordinance.
Which is?
It talks about the convenience centers and so forth. It doesn't really specify anything that we can do here at town limits.
So we are powerless to require a business / resident / whatever to keep their premises in a safe environmentally.
There is an ordinance as far as keeping it straight and orderly, but as far as the rule of how and where to place the garbage, I cannot look at it.
And we have no ordinance requiring people to put their trash into containers?
Not when I look at it.
Maybe that's something we need to address.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Okay. Is that all you had?
And if we have an ordinance like that, I mean, we can specify in there, because there's the question for whether we could refuse or not refuse. It's specified in the ordinance. There's no question we could refuse to pick it up.
It's not a refusal to pick up. It's a problem of trash with food and it being left out on the ground. Yeah, with rodents going in and tearing the bags open and then nesting in homes next to the locations.
Yeah. So I think we can clearly get an ordinance done on that. I guess the big question is how to successfully enforce it once we've got it in place. So that might be something that we can see what other localities are doing as well.
I'd like to see us do some research on that, because I've received numerous complaints.
Understood.
I've received emails and text messaging wanting a copy of our ordinance. And I haven't come across anything except for the Wise County.
Okay. Anything else? The next item is F, the Land Group. I do not see Mr. Mullins here. Do we have anything from him?
I know that we're trying to get a meeting together after August 1st to revisit the sewer project in the Banner section.
Okay.
And I'll let you know more information as I get it.
Okay. Next item is G, Treasurer Clerk, Mr. Sharp.
copy of our total accounts payable due, $30,607. The interim accounts payables were $25,377.62. You have three sets of meeting minutes, June 12th public hearing meeting, June 12th regular meeting, and June 26th special call meeting. Our posted cash balance as of today was $275,331.67. We had $48,096.11 in outstanding checks, less our accounts payable due of $30,607, which left a balance of $196,628.56. Since I prepared those reports, we have one additional deposit. The deposit was today, and it was $9,900.34 for a combined total cash availability of $206,528.90. In your reports, you have copies of our total cash availability report for all the month of June, as well as through the current part of July. I also included the cash availability comparison report. You have copies of the credit card statement for Shirley's corporate card, the Food City gas card. And those two were voted on at the special call meeting. Those reports were in the packet the last time.
So. Okay. All right. Any questions for Mr. Sharp? The online pay, I always forget the name of it. What's it called?
Invoice Cloud, PSN.
Invoice Cloud. How? What's the status?
It's actually active right now. We are waiting. Southern Software is having an issue to get into our system right now so they can do the migration file so that both of them talk. We can actually utilize that with receiving the emails, but I'd rather wait till we get that migration file so it runs smoother.
This is that Southern Software is confident that this is going to be able to merge, correct?
Yes, they've got several clients that's already utilizing it.
Okay.
They just need Bob with the computer. He is coming down this week, if not the first of next week, to find out why they can't get onto our server.
Okay.
That might be a Saturday too, so we don't have any downtime within the office. Okay. I'll be there with
them. All right. Any other questions for Mr. Sharp before we vote on some things? Okay, you need from us total accounts payable due, is that correct?
Yes.
Do I have anyone willing to make a motion to accept the total accounts payable due?
I'll make the motion.
Okay, we have a motion to accept the total accounts payable due as presented. Is there a second? Okay, I'll second. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, next we have interim accounts payable due.
I'll motion that.
Okay, we have a motion to accept the interim accounts payable due. Is there a second? I'll second. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, next we have the June the 12th, 2023 public hearing meeting minutes. Is there a motion to accept those? Okay, I move that we accept the public hearing meeting minutes for June the 12th, 2023. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, motion and a second. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Next is the June the 12th, 2023 regular meeting minutes. I move to accept those as presented.
I'll motion.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second to accept the June the 12th, 2023 regular meeting minutes. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the next item is June the 26th, 2023 special called meeting minutes.
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes.
Okay, we have a motion to accept the special called meeting minutes on June the 26th. I will second. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain, it's not present.
Okay, motion carries. Two in favor, one abstention. Okay, Ms. Sharp, is there anything else that you need from us?
No, sir.
Okay, any other questions for Ms. Sharp? The next item is item H, attorney report, Mr. Sturgill.
I don't have anything on it.
Okay. Do we have any questions for Mr. Sturgill? Okay. There is no new business. The next item is old business A, back to school block party. We did go ahead at our last meeting and chose a date, hopeful to avoid any type of conflict for Monday, July the 31st. I shared that I would get some costs as far as a DJ and inflatables, and I have contacted Mr. David Osborne, who has offered to DJ for the amount of $200 for 4 hours, and I have contacted Fun for All Inflatables, who has offered a price of $1,000 for 3 inflatables, a bounce house, and a dunk tank. So that would be a total of $1,200 for the back to school block party. Any questions? Okay, hearing none, I would like to make a motion that we authorize the use of $1,200 using ARPA funds to help fund the back to school block party on July 31st. Is there a second?
Do we have some money laid back to this?
We have some left over from last year in the account. I think, how much was in the account, did you say, Kathy? About around $100 left.
Yeah. I'll second the motion.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion?
The group Fund for All, where are they located?
Kingsport, Johnson City. We chose not to use the individual, the group that we used last year due to the quality and the shape of the inflatables. Once they arrived, they weren't in the best shape. The dunk tank was almost broken, so we reached out to this group, which I've used before, and they have top quality stuff. Any other discussion? Okay, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Next item is closed session. We do have a reason to enter into closed session tonight. Personnel, and we mentioned some land last time. Has anybody had a chance to look into that yet? We were looking to see if there was a piece that was over there across the road. We were looking to see if there was any topic. We haven't gotten to that yet.
I know whose name it's in.
But. Okay. All right. So we can go under that just so you can tell us what you found out. Okay, so I move to enter into closed session pursuant to Virginia Code Section 2.2-3711A1 to discuss performance of Towns Coburn personnel, and A3, discussion of the disposition of publicly held real property, where discussion in open meeting would affect the negotiating strategy of the public body.
Second.
Okay, motion and a second. Is there any discussion? All right, all those in favor of entering into closed session, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, we are in closed session.